Good morning. I echo Jill's word of welcome, particularly to see so many family and friends who have walked this journey, some in the same city, some far away, with these students, and also share Sam's joy that we are all here in one room. So try to imagine you are in one room, surrounded by your closest friends, friends with whom you have worked, friends with whom you have studied the Word of God, friends with whom you have engaged in seemingly continuous and sometimes endless conversation as you have talked about your vocation and then talked about it some more. Friends with whom you have entered into a covenant to discern God's pull on your life and God's hope for the world. So try to imagine that. You are gathered with these friends at table in a room, as you have so many times before. And yet this time, this gathering, you know it's different. For this time, this gathering began with your teacher getting up from the table and washing your feet. And this time, this gathering, your teacher told you that he is leaving. So this time, this gathering, you know will be the last time you will ever sit all together, side by side, with one another, in the presence of Jesus. Can you imagine such a moment? It is exactly at such a moment that Jesus speaks the words of this gospel lesson. When we hear these words of Jesus, we know what happened after Jesus and his disciples got up from that table and left that room. We know the story of the crucifixion. We know the hope of the resurrection. But at that moment, in that gathering, in that room, only Jesus knows what is to come when the gathering ends. The disciples have no idea what lies ahead for him or for them. And so all night they make foolish but well-meaning promises that they will never leave him. They will never deny him. Promises that they would break before the day was over. And into this moment of the disciples' confusion, fear, anxiety, and despair at the impending loss and disruption of their beloved community, Jesus speaks words of unwavering hope, with unfailing confidence in the future that awaits his disciples. Jesus anchors the disciples in the future that they will face without him, giving them the words of hope and courage, promise and conviction that they will need to live out their vocations, to be who he has enabled them to be. So on the eve of his own death, Jesus speaks to the disciples in the love and the hope that he has embodied in his life with them in the world as the Word made flesh, looking through the present to the future so that the disciples can begin to imagine and live into their futures too. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Into the disciples' confusion and sadness, Jesus offers these astonishing words of hope. Love me, for by loving me, you keep my word, because my word and my presence is love. So don't worry about what you must do, can do, can't do. There is only one simple and straightforward commandment. Love me as I have loved you. And in your love of me, you will experience God's love of you. And as you live that love, you will never be alone, for we will make our home with you. What a promise for the disciples to carry with them. What they have come to know as home may be coming to an end. But the sharing of the love of God will create a new home. But these words of promise in the mutuality and abiding presence of God's love are only the first of Jesus' going away gifts. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. The disciples are not being left alone. They will not be alone. True, they will never gather together in this same way ever again. But God, through Jesus, is giving them a new companion who will remind them of everything that Jesus has said to them. The disciples are not left to themselves to remember the love of God, to recognize the love of God, and to carry forward the love of God. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will keep company with them, will accompany them along the way, helping them to remember everything that Jesus made available to this beloved community. So even as they disperse, these disciples will find that they have an unfailing companion as they travel into the world. And as if the Spirit is not enough, Jesus still has one more gift. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So, class of 2012, look around and know that this gift of peace, holy peace, not the world's peace, is for us all and dwells with us all. And as we go our separate ways, we are like those first disciples, knowing that Jesus has made a way ahead for each of us, prepared by his love, in the company of the Holy Spirit, who enables us to remember him and to remember the common love and work that we will always share with one another. So do not be afraid and go in peace.